A new kind of comment section is coming to Collingwood today with the aim of creating a safe environment for thoughtful, constructive community dialogue. Starting today, under many of our stories you will find that we have added comment sections, where we hope to see our readers engage in meaningful conversation about the events and issues our newsroom covers every day. We welcome insights and criticism from our readers, and want you to have fun. Ask us a question. Add some information on local history. Suggest another point of view. It's important to note that we will not tolerate the kind of toxic space seen too often online, where only the loudest and most obnoxious voices are heard. We want those of you who may not have felt comfortable commenting elsewhere in the past to feel you can share your thoughts and insights on Collingwood today. Which brings us to how we aim to make that happen. Verified commenting. One way is through a feature we call verified commenting. Collingwood Today commenters who meet our criteria and continue to promote a respectful dialogue will receive a badge that allows them access to comment directly to the site. Readers who are not verified may still comment, but your comments may be manually moderated before appearing under a story. If you think you qualify and would like to apply, you can fill out this form and our team will review your application. Along with this, will be strict moderation. Our team is ready to flag posts that don't promote a meaningful, thoughtful discussion, and to demote or remove access altogether for any user whose posts are actively toxic, including those whose accounts have been verified. We won't tolerate name-calling, personal attacks or trolling, and our moderators will be on the lookout for posts that are off-topic. Users whose posts are removed may see their accounts flagged. Anyone whose posts are derogatory, defamatory or discriminatory should expect to be permanently relieved of their commenting privileges by our moderators. Where can I comment? There will be plenty of opportunity to comment on the news of the day, but some types of stories will not include comment sections. For instance, as much as we think coverage of Canada's relationship with Indigenous people is a critical part of the work our journalists do, readers looking at comments on those stories have historically found themselves awash in a stream of hurtfulness and ignorance. So our editors typically won't allow commenting on those stories. We have had a similar experience with coverage of other marginalized groups, so those stories may also appear without comment sections. Comments won't appear on police briefs or court coverage. As we have said before, we don't expect everyone to agree, nor do we expect all comments to be positive or uplifting. What we do expect is that comments will add to a thoughtful, respectful dialogue.